And the Gawain clan, what is left of it, now we're rid of Agravain, are in the justice room. And what is the mindset here again? Before Gareth and Gaheris get killed, is pretty much everybody's against Mordred. They figure, well, tough toenails. Gawain even, who had said earlier, and then we'll turn around later, he has said in the beginning what? Loyalty, family, blood is the only thing that's important. But now, all of a sudden, it's like, hey, I warned Agravain, I told him to let it go. Too bad, I don't care. Mordred is injured. Obviously, Gawain, Gaheris, and Gareth are not happy with what's going on. They describe Gawain as being gloomy. We get a very common device. You find it in plays a lot of times, where you have somebody looking off the wing and reporting what's going on the battlefield. He uses kind of the window technique a lot. He's going to have different people standing at the window. He's going to have Mordred stand at the window. Then he's going to have Arthur. He's going to have different people standing at the window reporting this huge scene of activity. You almost see this as being very dramatic, in a sense, when you're reading it. You kind of visualize it. But what they're doing is they're going to get ready to execute Guinevere, and they're going to burn her up. Because she's been a bad duber. Very out of character on the Bomb of 74, Gareth lost his temper. And he's always seemed the total mellow guy. We have never seen him in battle, but just we'd expect him. He's always been the peacemaker. Right? No matter what's been going on, the brothers been fighting, he's been the peacemaker. And maybe we realize what a point things are getting to, that Gareth is behaving this way.